Oh yeah, let's talk about the weight of lies. And of course, the next program will be about the weight of truth. But today is different. Even when we live under the pressing need for honesty, even at that, we are often compelled to keep some things secret. There is sometimes a ripping in our soul as the tension of needing to disclose ourselves versus keeping secrets lest we be discovered. It is a weight, not wings. Secrets are necessary sometimes. After all, God has secrets. But He does promise us in the end all things will be revealed. Some secrets are necessary, but when keeping too many, they become a growing burden which eats away at all we are. The Lord knows all of our lives and sees our tortured selves as we hide and slide and make alibis, while the rich, colorful world in our hearts slowly, almost imperceptibly fades to bleak shades of grayscale from the burden of lies we tell ourselves. We tell ourselves the truth that we are more than conquerors, but then we stretch it in our imagination to believing some of the wildest things you ever heard. The Lord says He is with us, and all power in heaven and earth is in Christ who is in our hearts. We figure His power is our powers, so we go around rebuking trees and binding shadows and cursing weeds and commanding ourselves to walk on water. All the while our house is a mess. We need a bath. We've got bills to pay. Our spouse and kids need our attention. And the lies we tell ourselves just bows us to the ground in broken expectations and disappointment. I think a lot of folks often feel stuck. We can't seem to live, and it's not time to die. I suppose it looks a lot like being constipated. It feels like a frail spirit within us, and we're carrying our disappointments around in backpacks, knowing they will never release us, not for one second. The lies we tell ourselves cry to be resolved and bind us up in the meantime. Only Jesus can set us free, but we do have to be willing to let the graveyard of old things give up its dead. I tried my hand at being a pastor for 2.5 years. Oh, I struggled and tried. I crashed and burned every week where no one could see me. I cried a lot. God transformed me a lot also. Every week I tried again. Every week was extraordinary. Every week I was glad and slammed with disappointment at the same time. And every week, long about Wednesday, I would get emails of complaints about how we didn't do this and didn't say that and should have sung this and prayed too long and not long enough and just murmuring and complaining. One late Sunday afternoon, sitting alone on the porch, I had a revelation. I had been lying to myself, telling myself I could be that person, but the truth was, I did not have what it took to legitimately wear the title. It was simply not my gifting. That was the day I realized we can outrun our gifting by assigning ourselves a title for which we have no particular gift. In fact, the weight of the lie that I was that person was such a burden, my feet got slower and slower, till I was metaphorically dragging my feet, barely able to stand. Interestingly, I watched other people who were also bent over from the weight of their own lies. People who told themselves they were prophets, but there was very little evidence of it. Oh, they tried all right, gave it a valiant effort, but their words just fell to the ground to be swept up with the dust. Yet others told themselves they had no real gifts at all, all the while exhibiting beautiful teaching and serving gifts with extraordinary insight, but outright denying God's gifts in themselves. We tell ourselves we know the Lord, yet many can't tell of His attributes. We say we go to church because it's the right thing to do, but we never question what it is we are so insistently attending. We vehemently tell people not to judge us, yet we have only a faint idea of what it is about ourselves we don't want them to judge. Light has weight, darkness does not. With that observation, what is it about lies which is said to weigh on our conscience so heavily? I believe the weight of lies is the burden or the violation of our conscience, the shame we bring to ourselves, and the dishonor of not being honest. When we are not honest, we simply are not honest, and it wears us down. Like a file scrapes off chunks of wood, lies scrape off chunks of our conscience, until our lies don't bother us much anymore. They tend to multiply, for it takes an additional lie to cover over the last lie. Thus, the weight on our conscience of dishonor brings more dishonor in our continuation to hide. And the shadows grow longer in our mind and heart. All the while we grow further and further from the Lord, who loves us and merely bids us to come clean with Him. Being honest is as healthy as eating good food and drinking clean water. I believe there is glory which grows in our hearts when we are honest with God and ourselves. And if you do elect to throw off the weight of lies for a lifestyle of being honest, well, prepare yourself for indirectly making others uncomfortable. They will squirm, stop calling you, avoid you in the store, not respond to emails or texts. But you and I, we're going to just keep on being diligent to get out from under the weight of lies we've been told and believed for the sake of convenience, or maybe even because the lies sounded highly probable to our already saddened state of mind. 2 Kings 12:15 tells about the workmen who were so honest the people didn't have to call them to account, because they were straight up about all they did. They didn't lie about where the money went. They didn't lie about the work they said they did. They didn't lie using some future promise to make everything balance out. Nor did they lie about when the work would be done. They were honest. And God had it recorded in the Bible. Can you imagine being so honest? The Lord wrote your name in the Bible for everyone, everywhere, to see forever. The weight of lies will bow us to the ground, and only God can lift us up. Psalm 3, verse 3 says, "The Lord is the glory and the lifter of our head." But friends, we've got to be willing to abandon our disillusionments too. Remember, you can't be disillusioned unless you have an illusion to begin with.